So I was the archivist for the Louisiana State University Law School. And this story begins a few years ago. I was at a conference, not unlike this one, when one of the department heads from my library came up to me and said, "Hey, we just got a call back at the office. Helen Ginger Berrigan is retiring, and she wants to know if we would be interested in taking her papers." So I replied, "Who?" Judge Berrigan was a federal judge. She was appointed by Bill Clinton in 93. She rose to the position of chief judge in New Orleans. Her big claim to fame was that she was chief judge during Hurricane Katrina. So when the storm happened, it was really up to her to get the courthouse back up and running, which, of course, there was no real precedent for how to do that. She was also the presiding judge over corrupt New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin's trial. Worth the Google. But I knew none of that at the time. All I knew is that she was an LSU alum, and she sounded kind of important. So when they asked, "Do we want her collection?" my answer was, of course, maybe. So I got in my car, and I took the hour drive down to New Orleans to take a look at things. So I got the tour of her chambers, which is a really interesting place. It's so quirky, it was actually once featured in the Wall Street Journal. She kept Christmas decorations and Mardi Gras decorations up year-round. She had this weird little cardboard fireplace that had stockings on it. She had art all over the place from just people she had interacted with. Really interesting place. Had a very surreal experience when they took me into her courtroom. And I got to go up on her bench and, you know, feel all judgy and important for a second. And she had some interesting things up there. She actually had note cards that was Chinese words. And I said, "Well, what are these?" And her law clerk informed me, "Oh yeah, when she got bored during trial, she would teach herself Chinese." Okay, that's a thing. I also was admiring her gavel, which was hand-carved, and I noticed that it said, 1994, it was a gift from the inmates at Angola State Penitentiary. This was a gift she had been given. She had been a criminal defense attorney before she took this federal judgeship. She actually kept in touch with a lot of her old clients, with a lot of federal inmates. I would later find all kinds of gifts they gave her, leather visors that said, "Best Judge." I only took one as a representative sample. She had all kinds of art from these prisoners. I mean, just folders and folders of it. And the gavel, which was really interesting. And then her law clerk said, "Oh, yeah, we need that. Take that." Okay, I guess I'll just take this thing, this really important thing. Okay. You know, so get in my car, head back to town, process the collection. I had still not met the judge. She was not there when I went down to New Orleans. Had been dealing mostly with her law clerk, who was dealing with her family. I had learned the judge was retiring to take care of her ailing husband. Her husband, Joe, had been suffering from dementia, so she was retiring earlier than expected to take care of him. Her collection was fascinating. I really came to respect and admire her because her personality just came through this collection. I think it's fair to say when you're working on someone's papers, you form opinions about them, who they are, if you would like them or not. And it was pretty clear that I would have loved Ginger. She was great. She was kind. She truly believed in what she was doing. She truly fought to make the world a better place. She kept in touch with all kinds of people, and it was so obvious that she was madly in love with her best friend, her husband, Joe. She taught classes, even though she had a full docket of cases. She would bring in Harry Potter references, talk about Harry Potter and the law. She was great. I was very sad when I learned that her husband, Joe, had passed away. It was very sad to hear that. So fast forward about a year, I finish processing the collection. I draft an email to her sister and say, you know, basically, Archives 101, this is what we did and this is why, and, you know, I've got some stuff to, you know, that we didn't decide to keep that we'd like to give back to you. By the way, your sister sounds awesome. She's really cool. I really came to like her. Hope I get to meet her someday. Hint, hint, hint. So the sister, who lives in New York, is going to be in New Orleans, and so I pack the boxes in my car, take the drive down to New Orleans to what had been Ginger and Joe's house. Now, when I get to the house, I'm able to point to parts of the house and say, oh, yeah, that's where the such-and-such story happened. I'm able to talk about this place like I had been there, because that's how intimate I had gotten with this collection. And I say again, you know, oh, you know, I just really enjoyed working on this. Thank you so much for thinking of us. You know, Ginger's great. And her sister said, yeah, I'd really like you to meet her. I could take you, but she's begun to suffer from the same dementia that her husband had. So if I take you to meet her, it's not really going to be her. She has her good days, and she has her bad days, but she's not really there. Okay. So we finish our business. I get in my car. I'm driving back to town, and I'm really upset. I'm just crying and just weeping and just as if this had been someone I knew, because it wasn't fair, and it's still not fair. This is a judge with an illustrious career who should have retired with all kinds of fanfare. This is an amazing woman. She was a social butterfly, and now she was living in an assisted living facility and hardly saw anyone. Where was the justice? It wasn't fair. And that's when I remembered why the archives are so important. Because they were preserving her legacy. They were preserving the memories that she herself was losing day by day. And I saw in her sister's face how happy she was to know that that collection was at LSU. I was the first archivist LSU Law had ever had. If I hadn't been there, would they have taken the collection? Would it have just sat unprocessed for decades as many others had? I don't know. You know, as archivists, we rarely get to see and know the impact that our work has on others. And I consider myself so fortunate to know, to have seen it in their faces, what a difference it made for them. And I love that I have met Ginger through the archives. Thank you.